Love, not time, heals. Love, not time, heals. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We're all looking for ways to bring healing into our lives and into the lives of people who we love and care about. And we want to bring the latest medicine, the latest treatment that's available. We want to get all the possible choices available to bring healing, to bring wholeness. And if we were just to practice love, just to practice love of ourselves and of everyone else, we would find that wholeness was our reality, as it really is. Healing is our delight, as it really is. Each one of us is whole and perfect right now. Each one of us is ideal right now. Return to my original purity and integrity. It's not that I want to make something happen. It's not that I want to take away a disease or an illness or an unhappiness or a problem that needs to be healed. It's that I want to recognize it is already done. And the only way I can recognize that it's already done is to do so with unconditional love. When I unconditional love everyone in my world, I do not suffer diseases. I do not suffer illnesses. I do not suffer malcontents in my world. I live in wholeness. Love. Unconditional love. Not time. Not medicine. Not anything else, but love itself heals. And when love heals, it stays. It doesn't come and go. It doesn't come and then wander away. We got to bring it back. We got to remember to tell ourselves that I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. We have to keep repeating the affirmation. No. What we do is we say, I am unconditional love, and then practice that. We look at every person, beginning at ourselves, in our life. And we say of that person, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I love you, I love you, I love you. And as we do that, then we feel great. Our bodies are whole and perfect, our relationships are whole and perfect. Everything about us is whole and perfect and wonderful. Yes, because that's how the principle works. We're dealing with a principle here that says, love is the healing agent. Love, when you have love for yourself and everybody in your world and everything in your world, there's nothing to bring about discord, dis-ease. You have ease or you have an unease, dis-ease. So we want to have ease in our world. We want to have unconditional love, and we want to know that that unconditional love starts and continues with us individually. We are the one who speak our word and say all is in divine order. We are the one who speaks our word and says all is in divine order now. All is pure and good and beautiful now. All is wonderful now. Now, it might sound like I'm trying to make that be something very easy to do. Make it be something that's very simple to do. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm seeking to make that something very easy and very simple to do. And the way to make it very easy and very simple to do is just by practice. When a child is recalcitrant, you do not say, you are recalcitrant, you're a bad child. You say to the child, you're wonderful, you're good, you're beautiful, I can always depend on you. You're the kind of child that brings happiness to the world. You're the kind of child that brings joy and peace and love and goodness to the world. We've said this before, haven't we? Yes, we have. And the more often that we tell a child that he is beautiful, she is beautiful, that they are our children, our world, filled with our values, filled with our life, it becomes a habit for them as they hear it from us. We must practice it too. If we are not practicing good habits, how can we expect our children to live good habits? So as we call it forth from our children, first by living it ourselves, by living the good habits, by living the good manner, by living the good life, then we call it forth from everyone around you. And the way to call forth peace and love and health in everyone around us to say to each, starting with ourselves, I'm whole and perfect. I'm unconditional love. You are whole and perfect. You are unconditional love. Each person is whole and perfect. Each person is unconditional love, expressing their original purity and integrity, returning to their original purity and integrity in their actions, in their ways of thinking, in their ways of living, in their ways of being. It's a simple thing to do and a wonderful thing to do. Now, it just takes practice. It just takes practice. We're putting a new cause in motion. We're putting a new thought in motion about our self-health, wholeness, healing. And as we put this new cause in motion about health and wholeness and healing, health and wholeness and healing are ours. Now, love is the healing agent. Love yourself. Say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I love 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 me. And when you say, I love me, pretty soon you begin to believe it. You begin to believe it, and it is true. And the more you say, I love me, the more you begin to believe it is true, and the more you live it, and the more you respond to being love in every avenue of your life. In every avenue of your being love, you're being joy, you're being harmony, you're being magnificence right now. Yes, that's what it's all about. And it's so simple. It's so simple to be love. It's so simple to be wholeness. It's so simple to be right action now. It's so simple. And are you ready to be that simple love, that simple right action, that simple peace, that simple magic of being you? Are you ready? If you're ready, then you will notice that it becomes your second nature, and it becomes your first nature, and it becomes the only nature that you know. It becomes the only expression that you know, the only feeling that you know. I love you. I love you. I love you. As I conclude my talks, my 10-minute talks, my half-hour talks, my lectures around the world, when I conclude it, I say, of my audience, I love you. 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 This is the healing thought. This is what heals us in relation to our world, our life, our beingness. It's what puts everything in right order. It's what brings balance into our world. I love you. I look at everyone in my world, and I see how wonderful they are. I see how balanced they are. I see how gentle and magnificent they are. They look at me, and they see pure love. And while they might see something that doesn't appeal to them, if I ever see anything that doesn't appeal to me, it's my thought. And I better change my thought. And when I change my thought, then I put a new thought in motion, a new cause in motion, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Unconditionally, I love you. Unconditionally, I love you. I go beyond all possibilities and say, I love you, because that's all that matters. That's all that is, and that's all that ever will be. Know this with me today. Enjoy it today and experience it today, because it's who you are and who I am and what the world is. Love heals all. Love, not time, but love heals all. Make it yours today. And as you make it yours, you will feel so good. You'll feel so wonderful. You'll feel so fantastic. You'll know that you have struck pay dirt. You are healed. You are whole. Right now, every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. Every relationship is in balance. Your life is whole and perfect now. And so it is.